This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program, live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Back in, or to your phone calls, actually. We have special guest Lynn Ulbricht with us in the first hour. If you missed that interview, don't worry. We'll post it later on tonight in our podcast at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tom, who has been waiting patiently in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening online at freetalklive.com. Hey, Tom.
A year ago yesterday, the Washington Post ran an article saying, just so you know, the government already has a list of Muslims in the United States. And basically, a lot of people are, giving out a lot of information about themselves and clues about themselves on social media or by using credit cards to buy stuff with or the store rewards cards. And compiling
or just the census
data.
And, yeah, I mean, the census asks these questions.
Yeah. Oh, but it's illegal for the census. Actually, they don't ask what your religion is.
Oh, they don't?
No, but the other thing is,
well, they use census records to pick up Japanese Americans. That much I know.
Yeah. They
interesting
Americans of Japanese descent, but because they were asking where were you born, census. Now, the other thing to remember is that, the data brokerage industry is selling a lot of the information to the government. But the point they don't bring up is how your cell phone is constantly transmitting where you are.
Sure.
And, of course, with the mosque, okay, so somebody is on their way to work every day. They stop at the lunch counter that happens to be next door to the mosque. Okay, so they show a pattern. They get picked up, but the prayer times are varying throughout the clock day because, they're based on solar observation and such. So the Muslim prayer time, you're within 100 meters of a mosque within, every Friday at certain times, but not just, it's always, you get there 15 minutes before prayer time. And then prayer time gets adjusted. See, it's the same solar time as it would be whether we change the clocks or not for daylight saving time. So the fact that you're going to the mosque would be how the government would know that you're a Muslim.
That would be one of them. But I think what you touched on earlier is, certainly much more concerning, and that is social media. That is something that the government has a fair amount of access to. I mean, it's not unlikely that Facebook would Facebook is likely going to just do whatever it is that the government asks them to. Hopefully they wouldn't hand over their entire database if they knew that the government was trying to round up Muslims. But it wouldn't surprise me if they did. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. There are definitely some things that you brought up there that people should be concerned about. Look, you're giving out information more often than you probably even realize it in ways that the government can catalog and ultimately use against you, whether it's that you're a Muslim or you're a gun owner or, you're an underage drinker or, whatever it is that you're doing that they might be interested in. You really should be a little bit more judicious with what you put up on social media.
I would hope that Americans, that we have learned about categorizing people just by demographic groups from the internment of Japanese Americans in World War II. I mean, I don't know anybody who calls that a good thing, but it has been trotted out as justification. Remember, it hasn't been made unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. It's constitutional as far as they're concerned. It's been trotted out at this point as a justification for rounding up Muslims. And that's disturbing. Look, if you don't stand up for other people who, you know, may not think exactly the same way you think on everything. At some point or another, there'll be no one to stand up for you.
Indeed, and I know I'd heard about a headline here, the Washington Post, Derek Hawkins writing recently, Japanese-American internment is a precedent for national Muslim registry, according to a prominent Trump backer. The former spokesman for a major super PAC backing Donald Trump said Wednesday that the mass internment of Japanese-Americans during World War II was precedent for the president-elect's plans to create a registry for immigrants from Muslim countries. During an appearance on Megyn Kelly's Fox News show, Carl Higbee said the registry proposal being discussed by Trump's immigration advisors would be legal and would, quote, hold constitutional muster. He said, quote, we've done it with Iran back a while ago. We did it during World War II with the Japanese, said the former Navy SEAL. And Kelly seemed taken aback by the idea, saying, quote, come on, you're not proposing we go back to the days of internment camps, I hope. He said, I'm not proposing that at all, but I'm just saying there's precedent for it.
I'm just pointing it out. I got to say, that's disturbing to me, just the tone, you know, the things that they're talking about being interested in. I'm not saying the Trump campaign is proposing this. But there are people that are emboldened by, you know, Trump's election. Look, I'm not saying Hillary would have been, you know, all sunshine and light by any stretch of the imagination. But the fact is, people who have been – Free Talk Live has proliferated on stations in the 8 years that the Obama administration's been on the air. What you guys haven't heard is what it's like the years before that. We started on the air during the Bush administration, and believe me, we speak truth to power, and it doesn't matter what that power is. We stand up for your freedom to practice your religion, to speak your mind, and to live your life. And when I say your, I mean everybody who's listening to me. And that means all your religions and all of the things that are on your mind and all of your business.
Yep, and we're here for you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, you said you didn't want to say what Trump's people were proposing, but that is actually addressed next year in the Washington Post piece. Higbee's remarks came out at a day after a key member of Trump's transition team, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, said Trump's policy advisors were weighing whether to send him a formal proposal for a national registry of immigrants and visitors from Muslim countries. Now, Kobach, a possible candidate for attorney general, told Reuters that the team was considering a reinstatement of a similar program that he helped design after the September 11, 2001 attacks while serving in the Justice Department under President George W. Bush. It was known as the National Security Entry-Exit Registration System, NSEERS. The program required people from, quote, higher-risk countries to submit to fingerprinting, interrogations, and in some cases, parole-like check-ins with authorities. The program was suspended in 2011 after criticism from civil rights groups who said it targeted Muslims. Well, now they're talking about actually targeting Muslims with some sort of very similar database. And if they start it as something that is only going to target Muslim immigrants and visitors from Muslim countries, it's only a matter of time before that expands to include all Muslims in the United States, isn't it? I mean, doesn't that seem like the obvious expansion of that program? Because government programs expand. That's what they do. When they create a government program, it always grows beyond its original intentions. It always becomes much larger than what even its the people who designed the program had envisioned for it.
Well, let's say that watching people from Muslim countries that are in the country is a good idea. Would you want to turn that activity over to the government? I mean, what an organization of nincompoops. I mean, they fail their way to funding. That's their business model. Mm. They do something, do it poorly, fail at it, demand more money to attempt to do it better.
If only we had more money, we would succeed.
Right. So, maybe it's a good idea to watch a particular group of people. I don't know the answer to that. But is the government the right organization to do that? I mean, Americans seem to be disturbed by the notion of the NSA collecting information on them, which it certainly is. But I wonder if they would be find it acceptable if they thought that, well, at least they're sweeping up the information of these dangerous immigrants or whatever, and that's certainly possible. But what one needs to think about is when you allow this kind of police work to go on, they're getting that information on captains of industry, politicians, judges. That means that people at the NSA can manipulate the government if that's what they want to do.
Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on Muslim registries.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments.
Cortisone.
Antihistamine.
Multiple creams. Antibiotics. Spray.
Multiple prescriptions.
Steroid injections.
Topical spray.
The sharp
antibiotics.
Steroid cream.
No results.
It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to take care of him and to give him the nutrition he needed.
A nutritional supplement like Dynavite.
To be the healthy, happy dog he is today.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Put some nutrition in your dog. The vet that I trust recommended Dynavite. The dog I have today, because of Dynavite, has a sparkle in his eye, a lush coat, healthy skin.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite will make your dog a happy dog.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here, the live Saturday edition of the program. The proposal is already being talked about to create some sort of registry for Muslims. Oh, not all Muslims yet. The proposal is that the registry would be for people who are coming to, immigrating from, or visiting from some country that has Muslims in it, I guess presumably predominantly Muslim nation. And the proposal is that there be some kind of government registry. The same person who is proposing this very registry is an individual who was involved in the Bush administration. And we're going to continue the discussion. The Bush administration guy had overseen a program called the National Security Entry-Exit Registration System, which required people from higher-risk countries to submit to fingerprinting, interrogations, and in some cases, parole-like check-ins with authorities. Well, that's a nice way to welcome people into your country, right? Treat them all like they're suspects. Treat them like criminals simply because, you know, some people you don't like have also come from that same plot of land.
Well, I'd like to point out that if you are taking something from the government, oftentimes you will have to put up with all kinds of invasive bullcrap in your life. And this is a good reason not to take things from the government.
Well, in this case, we're talking about people who are coming to visit and or immigrate here. I don't know if that includes people who are taking things
from talking about refugees specifically in this circumstance, and I was going to bring it around to that. You know, I think that people should be able to move freely from country to country, that's, you know, that's going to be best for commerce. That's going to be best for everyone. Now, I admit there's some problems if you're prosecuting, war and, I don't know, if you've got military bases in like 120 countries around the world with 1,000 military bases, perhaps you might consider yourself a target because, you know, it's hard to have wars and not hurt innocent people. But, you know, maybe that's the problem here and not immigration of peaceful people that want to make a better life for themselves. I don't think anybody should be getting anything for free from the taxpayers, but at the same time, I do think people should be able to make a better life for themselves.
We'll continue the discussion here about the proposed registry. You can call in toll-free and join us at 855-450-FREE. Plus, we need a healthcare system in the United States that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance can pay for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness rather than health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. You aren't obligated to have health insurance, believe it or not. And HealthExcellenceSelect.com can help you. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, as well as no-charge 24-hour access to doctors. The government's HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't even know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Just go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So we go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Parker on the line via Skype. Go ahead, Parker. You're in Washington.
Hey, guys. So what story is more relevant at the moment, Ross Ulbricht or the Muslim immigration topic that you guys were just talking about?
It depends who you ask. I mean, somebody would say that the Ross Ulbricht case is more relevant because it has to do with internet freedoms, and you know that's one of the last bastions of freedom, and we need to protect those freedoms as much as we possibly can. So the Ross Ulbricht case is, you know, on the forefront of a lot of those issues, while others would say terrorism is a grave concern for the United States, and so therefore, you know, Muslims need to be looked at closely. And of course, we would say, wait a minute, the U.S. government is a terrorist organization. They're the ones who are using violence to achieve their political means, and so we need to keep an eye on them. So I don't think there's any correct answer to your question.
But it is Free Talk Live, so what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm going to see if I can't try and talk about both. I'll first touch on the Ross Ulbricht thing. So have you guys watched The Shawshank Redemption and or 12 Years a Slave?
I've seen Shawshank.
Yeah, I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave. I meant to see it, and I haven't yet seen it. So thanks for the reminder.
It's a really good movie. You guys should totally watch it. But how would one compare The Shawshank Redemption to what Ross Ulbricht is going through? Are they comparable?
Well, The Shawshank Redemption, if I recall correctly, was a jail movie about a guy who befriends the big black guy, and the big black guy turns out to, like, have
Morgan
some...
Freeman, Big?
No,
no. You're thinking about the Green Mile.
Oh, the Green Mile. Yeah, I was thinking the Green Mile. Okay, I don't remember enough about it.
Let me take a shot at it. Now, I read the Shawshank Redemption book and saw the movie, so I'm going to...
And you've been in prison.
Yeah, yippee. And so I may be a little fuzzy, but are you talking about the conviction? Because as I recall in the book, it was kind of shifty as to whether or not he might have actually done it.
Well, here's the thing, is that Andy Dufresne, the main character... He was convicted of a double murder, but he did not actually commit said murders. He was wrongly convicted. And it came to light later on through another character, I think Danny was his name, anyway, who actually spent a period of time with the actual killer of Andy Dufresne's wife and Andy Dufresne's wife's lover. So he had the opportunity. He took it to the warden and he basically said, "Hey, this guy has some information that could get me a new trial and we could let me out." And the warden's like, "No, we're not doing that." Because the warden was doing this money laundering operation and all that, so...
What's that have to do with Ross Ulbricht? I'm confused.
Well, if you tie in 12 Years a Slave, where essentially the main character in 12 Years a Slave wasn't really doing anything wrong, he was just living his life. He went to Washington with a couple of guys under the auspices that he would perform with this circus, got kidnapped, and then sold into slavery. And it's sort of a loose connection, maybe a non sequitur, but I kind of see it as though Ross Ulbricht wasn't really doing anything wrong. He was just doing what he felt was right or what was necessary to give people the necessary freedom and safety to conduct their lives in a meaningful and safe and free way.
Let me give you some advice on this one, Patrick. So as a guy who spends...
Parker,
as a guy who spends a great deal of time having to convince people of things, that's what I do for a living, I don't think using movies is generally a good idea. Because the first thing that the mind goes to is, well, this is fiction. They're good for context. Mm-hmm. It's
actually,
good to have...
based on a true story, like true events, entire thing.
Even so, when you, as Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, just said that there's going to be
there's
a movie.
Embellishments.
Yeah, there's a movie that's going to be made about his involvement in Silk Road, and turns out they're taking the story that's most interesting to them, not the one that's based entirely on fact. We don't know when it comes to movies.
Thanks for the call tonight, Parker. I appreciate it. Not really sure. And also, then you got to explain all the pop culture stuff that to people like me who I only saw it once and really don't remember. It was a jail movie, though. I remember that. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited. So go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Whether you want to discuss the proposed Muslim visitor-slash-immigrant registry, which is a scary idea to me, or whatever's on your mind, you may do that. 855-450-FREE. We're live here on Saturday night on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Ride sharing is now totally free market with Cell 411. Cell 411, the very same app that we've told you about for over a year on Free Talk Live. And they weren't an advertiser for up until just recently. I've been a huge fan of Cell 411 from the very beginning because they originally were and still are the key, the best decentralized emergency alerting app. So the original purpose of Cell 411 was to kind of let your friends or family know when something was going wrong with your life. Well, now you can let everybody know when you need a ride somewhere. And you can also let the public know. You can let anybody who wants to drive as a ride sharer know that you need a ride. In fact, Shire Dude over in Manchester, who's been a sometime guest co-host here on Free Talk Live, posted a really interesting blog over at freekeen.com over the last couple of days about his experience trying out Cell 411. He went and said he wanted a ride. And he got a response relatively quickly from somebody in Manchester who was willing to give him a ride. But he waited, and then he got another response from somebody else who was willing to give him a ride. The other person beat the price of the first responder, and he went with that other person. Turns out it was his next-door neighbor. So it was a real quick arrival time on that particular ride. But it worked out. And, you know, he didn't tell anybody he was going to do that. He just sent out that ride request.
Just did it.
And there were over 100 people who received it. So there were that many people in the Manchester, New Hampshire area who are registered as
cell 411.
Yeah, or they have cell 411, exactly. They may still have to fill out the driver. It's not an application. You just have to basically have a picture of yourself in your car in order to be a driver. So there's no application process. There's no bureaucracy, no Uber or Lyft to determine whether or not you are allowed to drive somebody somewhere. You get to decide that. Now, there's ratings, of course, so if you do a bad job, that's going to be reflected in your driver rating. And there's also ratings for the riders as well. So if you puke in the back of somebody's car and you don't do anything about it, that might get you a bad rating too,
I would think.
So it's a great system so far. They've just upgraded the most recent version of the app, just got upgraded this week. Go get Cell411 at getcell411.com and try it out for ride sharing. It's, you know, it's still growing, but the nice thing about their ride sharing network is it piggybacks on everybody who already had the app for emergency response. So one of the coolest things about this is drivers get to actually set their rates. They decide what they charge. They decide what different methods they can accept for payment. So it's not just locked into whatever the corporation of Uber or Lyft decides.
Right. Some big corporation isn't taking a cut.
That's right. Cell411 takes no cut whatsoever. So you keep 100% as the driver. And riders, you get to choose your driver, which is a cool thing too. So go to get cell411. That's getcell411.com, or just download it from your Apple or Google apps stores. As we continue here, we'll, of course, take your calls about anything you want to discuss. There's disturbing news about the Trump campaign. One of the Trump possible appointees. This is a member of Trump's transition team. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach said Trump's policy advisors were weighing whether to send him a formal proposal for a national registry of immigrants and visitors from Muslim countries. This is coming from someone who was involved with the National Security Entry-Exit Registration System. That was a program that came out back in like 2001. That was ultimately suspended in 2011, that required people from higher-risk countries to submit to fingerprinting, interrogations, and in some cases parole-like check-ins with authorities. Now they're talking about maybe making that happen for people who are visiting and or immigrating from Muslim countries. And one of my concerns is that the way – well, first of all, I just have a concern with the fact that something like that would exist in the first place. But I also have a larger concern that it would expand and ultimately end up including all Muslims in the United States, which, of course, could lead towards something like rounding up Muslims and putting them into camps. And if that sounds like I'm being hyperbolic, I think it's important to remember that that actually happened, not to Muslims, but in this country, but to Japanese Americans. I believe, didn't they intern some German Americans at the same time?
It's my understanding, but far fewer.
Yeah, nobody ever remembers the Germans that got interned.
No, it's not as big of a deal because, well, for one thing,
they're harder to find.
Everybody wants to paint everybody else as racist, so it's a lot easier if you say, you know, the white man locked up the yellow man or whatever. But the fact is that fear doesn't know race. Fear is just fear. So it's always the other, whatever the other might be. My concern on this is that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, right? So when the United States government takes an action against people, other governments are likely to see those actions and say, well, looks like it's time to crack down on American tourism. Hey, I want to be able to go to other countries without having to fill out reams and reams of paperwork and deal with some government bureaucrat checking in my ears and behind my, you know, make sure I've washed behind my ears and, you know, that my shoes are new or whatever it is that they're trying to do. I don't want to deal with that. Look, my wife and I were just looking at going to Cuba this year.
Oh, really?
Just seeing what it's like there. But the paperwork that's involved in getting the visa and stuff, I just don't like government paperwork.
Mm.
I was raised middle class, and our belief is you know, my family's belief is if you have to deal with the government, you're doing something wrong. I don't care whether it's a lawsuit you got to file. You know, rich people file the lawsuits. You know, poor people are dealing with the government, asking for stuff. Middle class, we just don't do it. And that's just how it is. If I've got to deal with the government, it's bad news. If I've got to go to the DMV, my day's wasted as far as I'm concerned.
Sure. It's a huge turnoff. Well, there's another post over at, in this case, the Washington Post, written by George Takei. You may remember him from his starring role in the Star Trek series and movies, the original one. He has written a piece because apparently he was one of those people who was interned during World War II. And he says that there's dangerous talk these days by those who have the ear of some of the highest levels of government. He then talks about Carl Higbee, who we mentioned earlier, was interviewed by Megyn Kelly, where he said, quote, "We did it during World War II with Japanese, which, you know, call it what you will," he said. Was he really citing the Japanese-American internment, Kelly wanted to know, as grounds for treating Muslims the same way today? And Higbee responded that he wasn't saying we should return to putting people in camps, but he then added that there is precedent for it. Stop and consider these words, says
Takei. He's right about that.
That there's precedent?
Yeah, there's precedent, and it hasn't been overturned by the Supreme Court.
Right.
Why? I don't know. Why didn't Japanese Americans, why weren't they able to, I don't know
enough
about
this. Did
someone
sue, and did they lose? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what the history is.
Like, I think at the time, but then later you would think that there's been some kind of, some kind of compensation given.
The internment was a dark chapter of American history, says Takei, in which 120,000 people, including me and my family, lost our homes, livelihoods, and our freedoms because we happen to look like the people who bombed Pearl Harbor.
Actually, it had to do with Japanese surnames on the census. It's because your family filled out the government paperwork is why you ended up there. If you would have refused, meh.
You don't think, Mark, that some local police department wouldn't have rounded up somebody that they saw who was Japanese looking on the streets?
I would like to know if there was any cases of, say, a Japanese woman that married a white man. And if they had Eurasian children, whether any of those people were locked up? Because I would think that the answer to that was no.
Because the surname would not have appeared on the census.
Right. Now, a local busybody may very well have done that in that circumstance, but this is my advisory to you is that the one time the census has been used in some circumstance other than just sort of counting how many people are, it was to lock people up.
Higbee speaks of the internment in the abstract as a precedent or a policy, ignoring the true human tragedy that occurred. I was just a child of 5 when we were forced at gunpoint from our home and sent first to live in a horse stable at a local racetrack, a family of 5 crammed into a single, smelly stall.
Oh, boy.
It was a devastating blow to my parents, who had worked so hard to buy a house and raise a family in Los Angeles. After several weeks, they sent us much farther away, 1,000 miles to the east by rail car, the blinds of our train cars pulled for our own protection, they said. We disembarked in the fetid swamps of Arkansas, the Rower Relocation Center. Really, it was a prison. We'll tell you more about that experience here in moments. Could it happen again? You better believe it. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Anything you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, by the way, at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Hey, by the way, if you support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we give you the website for free, for instance, with archives that go back for a decade, and many other features, all totally free. You like that? You like the message that we're proclaiming here, the ideas of liberty getting out on the radio in a bunch of places, over 160 radio stations from coast to coast here in the United States. We got satellite channels that are airing us in sub-Saharan Africa and the U.S. and Central America. If you like the work that we're doing, then please shop with us this holiday season. You can get your holiday shopping taken care of by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon, Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just click into the right Amazon for you and just get your shopping done.
Free it's Talk an extra Live. Click, but it makes a big difference for us.
Free Talk Live will get a cut of those sales, and it's the same great prices, same, you know, Amazon Prime, everything that you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon cuts us a portion of the sale. Very, very simple. It works very well, and it is that extra step. And if you'd like to eliminate the extra step, here's what you do. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. One time, click on the right Amazon for you. So if it's Amazon US, click on that one, and then bookmark the landing page. So as soon as you get on Amazon, bookmark that page, And then you just have to go back to your bookmark from that point forward. So then you've eliminated the step. You just took the step one time, bookmarked it, and then you're good. Because when you bookmark that landing page, that's got our little code in it. Mm-hmm. If you look at the URL, you'll see like a Free Talk Live up in there. So that that will make it easy for you in the future. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get your holiday shopping taken care of. Cross it all off the list. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. More on George Takei's experience being rounded up by the U.S. federal government back in World War II days when he was a kid. I think he said he was 5 years old at the time. Yep, 5 years old when he was forced at gunpoint from their home and forced to stay.
Is it gunpoint? I would imagine they would have had to have go at gunpoint. And these people probably just got up and left because they were told to.
Well, Mark, you know how the government handles things, right? They use the maximum force generally that they need to. In this case, they probably believed that some of these people were undercover agents of the Japanese government and might pull out weapons and, you know, suicide bombings or whatever. You know, they probably scared the troops or the police or whoever the hell it was that was doing these roundups. And, hey, use the maximum amount of caution. And that's what they did. Let's go to Jan. There's more to his story, though. We'll tell it to you here in moments. Jan's on the line, though, listening to Kiva in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Jan.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I think there's a difference that should be made. I don't believe that if you have somebody that has become a citizen, that they should be under that type of scrutiny. But I think that somebody that is in our country, either visiting or has not become a citizen yet, maybe that's not such a bad idea.
You're talking about a list of suspected terrorists or people from Muslim countries. Is that what you're referring to?
Just a watch list, yes. And I don't think it's a bad idea to have them check in every once in a while. My parents live in a very upscale neighborhood, and there is this great big house, and for over 4 years, there has been four and five families, and it's not a consistent family, that have lived in that house. And there's U-Hauls that pull up to it periodically, and they, like, whenever they'll have big gatherings, I would say probably a third of the cars parked in the street don't have license plates on them. So
that's very strange. What do they do? The police don't do anything about that?
It's a rich neighborhood.
I have physically gone and, you know, track down the policeman on the street, and they come and they give them a ticket for not having a license plate. And I have called the FBI because it's strange behavior. But it seems like to me that it's a home where people go, and then they, you know, they go to probably other parts of city, country, who knows. So I think the idea of having them check periodically wouldn't be a bad idea.
Do you mean every person who is in the country who is not a citizen should be sort of checked on a relatively regular basis?
No, I don't mean that.
Okay.
Who? That would be the issue.
Yep, that'd be the issue.
Identifying something like that.
But the difficulty is that we either have to say, come right out and say, let's check on them Muslims because they seem a little more dangerous than other folks, or we have to kind of keep this, toe this line of, political correctness. But we can't look after the Muslims, because we're not going to look after everybody else. So either we're fair and we check on all the people who aren't citizens, and frankly, I would not want that to happen if I decided to go spend 6 months in another country. I would not want to have to check in. Do all those things and
be interrogated,
that kind of thing. The amount of people that come to this country that commit terrorist acts is very, 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 very slim, and likely as a result of U.S. foreign policy more than anything.
True. Hey, Jan, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, there have been other registries, so there's certainly precedent for that, right? There's gun owner registration. That's where gun owners voluntarily choose to sign up for a government list. Then there's, of course, the sex offender, the so-called sex offender registries, which who could oppose sex offender registries, right? These are the worst of the worst people, even though sex offender registries frequently include people who've peed in public. You know, they had to go to the bathroom, so they stepped behind a bush in the park and got arrested. Those people end up in the sex offender registry.
But many sex offender laws have resulted in sex offenders being concentrated in particular areas. And I've got to say, the worst thing you could possibly do, it seems to me, with sex offenders is group them together where they communicate and create a sex offender gang.
A sex offender trailer park, in this case.
If you want, sex offenders to be, to be less dangerous, perhaps don't concentrate them in one area where they might, I don't know, get some ideas together or something. I mean, the worst thing is a gang of sex offenders. Let's not do that. All, you know, the government's policies. Well, I understand the fear that goes behind them is often results in terrible, terrible things.
Unintended consequences in this case. I don't think anybody who designed that program thought that they would end up with a bunch of sex offenders living in the same trailer park or under the same bridge, as those are two of the stories that we've heard over the years. Let's go to Keith in Delaware. You can join us here and share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Keith. You're listening to WILM.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Okay.
Just one, I wanted to point out one little thing on the Japanese internment camps, kind of just as a driving factor. After 1941, December 7th, they moved quick to do that as a knee jerk because the military and the government and most of the folks firmly believed that an invasion of the West Coast was imminent. And I think that was a driving force. That was a horrible, yeah, absolutely. Don't. But I'm just saying, wanted to point that out.
Well, fear is always the driving force that goes behind.
It absolutely is. My point.
And prior to that, they had plenty of time to think about the ship of the damned with all those Jews that was on it that were trying to escape the clutches of Nazi Germany, and many Western nations, including the United States, had the opportunity to think about whether or not they were going to let in this 1,000 people that ended up being executed to a person, all of them dead.
Wow.
Simply because of scared U.S. policy. You know, Americans just can't handle the notion of a Jewish person coming here and making a better life for themselves.
And it just keeps moving. Now it's some Muslim folks. I mean, I agree that we kind of got to know people who are here. Okay? I'm kind of all right with the registry to a point.
I don't know anybody who's here.
That's a slippery slope for anything that the government is going to brush up against our constitutional rights.
Right. First they came for the Muslim immigrants, then they come for you. And if you don't stand up for the rights of everybody, you better be careful, because there's a good chance the government's going to outlaw something that you like to do or some sort of thing about you. So I would say be very, very careful in supporting any level of registration or watching or programs like this. Thanks, Keith, for your call. Appreciate it, man. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We got time for you. In fact, a full hour remains here at Free Talk Live on the Live Saturday Edition coming up.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.